Chapter 1. I glanced around the brightly lit room, taking in the 20 or so women of various sizes and shapes, most of whom seemed to at least match my 200 pounds. Okay, maybe 200 pounds on a good day. Peeling off the name tag sticker that I'd just filled out, I caught myself grinning as I patted it down on my jeans, right in the middle of my thigh, which I'd only recently started to appreciate. I stifled a laugh as my new shower ritual played in my mind. Soap up the squeegee thingy and lovingly talk to your body as you wash and caress it. Just that morning I'd told my thighs that they were an absolute thing of beauty, and they, so graciously, rewarded me by sliding into my jeans with only a hint of trouble. Turning my attention back to the ladies now seating themselves in the chairs set around the room in a circle, I could see their name tags over their hearts. Mary, Jane, Lucy, Maxine, Susan, Nicole. I glanced down again at my own name tag, giving it one last pat. Zara. Warrior Princess, I added in my head.
So, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
The woman leading the group was very enthusiastic. She was on the short side and what I like to call super curvy. Her hair was a mass of blonde curls stuck up on her head in a loose bun, which I also admired. She was dressed head to toe in black. The uniform, I called it. It was what curvy women everywhere liked to wear. It's what I used to wear myself before I discovered the women's sizes in my favorite department store's career women's section. Now you couldn't keep me away from color if you tried. I glanced down at the print blouse I'd purchased just yesterday. The bright pink design had caught my eye right away, and I knew it would look perfect with my dark jeans and the sequined heels I'd gotten last week. And it did. I smiled, my attention back on the woman standing in the center of the circle.
And just tell us one interesting thing about yourselves, and why you are here today.
Why was I here? It was my sister, Madison, who'd sent me the link to the support group. She'd said that she used to go when she was fat, and it had really helped her to get a handle on things. I hadn't said as much to Madison, now a size 6, by the way. But I had my own reasons for checking the group out. It was more of an experiment than something I really thought that I needed. I'd come a long way, thanks to my therapist, Judy, and my own hard work. Judy would make sure that I added that bit if she heard the thoughts in my head about it. But I always liked to meet other women, not only struggling with their weight issues. I knew now that this was only half of the real problem. But more importantly, issues with self-esteem and self-worth. I found it all very fascinating, since my own goal of weight loss had been replaced with a goal of fully accepting myself. I tried to focus my attention back on the woman leading the group, who had just introduced herself as Tammy. I started this group because I wanted to create a support system for myself and others like me, like us, who want to lose weight. I wanted an environment where we can talk about our struggles and give one another suggestions for how to overcome certain blocks that stand in our way. I couldn't help but cringe, and I tried not to show it on my face, but by the looks a few women were throwing in my direction, I wasn't so sure that I'd succeeded. I did want to be fit, yes. But it had taken me a long time to get to a point where it was not just about losing weight, but about being healthy and strong. Tammy was going on about her interesting fact being that she'd just had her first tandem skydiving session. I had to hand it to her. That was a good one, and really rather fearless, which was something I always admired in a woman. To my left, another woman in uniform stood up.
Hi, I'm Susan.